Thanks for listening to this highlight from Connecting Faith. To hear the entire broadcast or to hear more highlights from our recent shows, you can go to the Connecting Faith show page at myfaithradio.com.
The jobs climate is still tight and tenuous, whether you're a new college graduate or a seasoned worker. Here's a Faith Radio highlight from Connecting Faith. I'm Ryan Thomas. We talked finding work and finding work you love as we welcomed back author and life coach Dan Miller. His books include No More Dreaded Mondays, 48 Days to the Work You Love, and Wisdom Meets Passion. And he helped us use our passions and gifts to build a satisfying career. Dan spoke to three questions to answer when you're trying to plan and plot your work future.
There are three critical areas that I encourage people to identify. One is, what are your skills and abilities? What is it that you do well? Not just what you have the ability to do, but what you enjoy doing. There's got to be something. By the time somebody is 25 or 30 years old, I mean, there ought to be a whole lot of things that they can draw from and start to see more clearly. What are the things that really fit me well, that I have the ability to do? Then the second area is personality traits. How do you relate to other people? Are you real outgoing? You know, always the party person, center of attention? That's fine. We can utilize that. That fits well in some occupational directions. Are you more introverted? Are you better with things and ideas? Perhaps not really that great with people at all? Those are not things just to be overcome. Again, stretch yourself out. It's identifying what is unique about you. The more you understand that, the more confidence we can have about a proper kind of position. And then the third area that really gets ignored a lot is that values, dreams, and passions. I mean, in the last couple years, Neil, as you know and you kind of alluded to, there's been a whole lot of people that have lost their jobs. Many of those, it's been an unexpected, unwelcome event. It woke up a dream that had been pushed under the carpet 20 years ago, and all of a sudden they realized, wow, now's the time I need to put legs on that dream. And a lot of people did just that. So a lot of times, even though it's traumatic, breaking that cycle of sameness is a new opportunity to become more focused, more in line with how God has gifted and prepared and positioned us. And that's the other thing. I mean, we change. I mean, people, we used to take pride in somebody having been to the same company for 20 years. In today's marketplace, that can be a red flag. We're a company looking in saying, oh my goodness, you know, did they never change? Did they never grow? Did they never recognize new opportunities? It can actually work against you. So just that looking in, skills and abilities, personality traits, values, dreams, and passions, somebody can do that no matter what position they're in at this point, and doing that will give you a renewed confidence for what your best direction is.